setting the bar story, Kelly, is
an example of what not to do.
Right. It'd be awkward if this is actually true. But if you can manage to make it through the day without selling the McRib, without it containing any rib, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Whoops.
Oh,
yeah, no. I guess McDonald's facing a lawsuit claiming the McRib doesn't actually contain any rib meat.
McRib is all meat. Lean pork that's grilled and simmered in a hickory smoke flavored barbecue sauce. Mm. And put on a home-style roll with pickles and onions.
That's like it.
This is my mom's favorite. Favorite of all time sandwich at the Mickey D's.
So according to, I guess, the class action suit, McRib made from restructured pork, combining cuts like shoulder, heart, tripe, and scalded stomach, none of which qualify as rib meat.
Listen, I feel like maybe their argument can hinge on the
shape?
Structure, the shape.
The shape.
Makes it look like a rack of ribs.
It looks like it.
That's what they're going to say.
Here's my thing.
It looks like it.
I think this is ridiculous because Who is eating the McRib because it's rib?
Right. Correct. That's a valid point too. Like, is anyone going up there and ordering it thinking, I'm going to get me a big rack of ribs here at the McDonald's?
Listen, don't have time to smoke them myself.
Nope,
so I'm just going to McDonald's.
Call McDonald's. It a sandwich.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Doesn't matter. Is it tasty?
Yeah. Yes. I was going to say, if you like it, okay, fine. Eat it.
Yes, but then again, people have sued McDonald's for their hot coffee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this feels on brand. Like, if anybody, like, becomes privy to this kind of information, we are in a litigious...
They feel victimized.
So exactly.
Right, right.
Like, I'm feeling attacked because... That wasn't actually rib meat.
So, yeah.
But it's pork. They said it was pork. In the commercial, I'm trusting it's pork.
No word on whether or not it's actually going to get through the court system. But anyways.
Well, maybe we go back to back in 2014, McDonald's actually hired a former MythBuster host to tour processing facility and debunk the rumors about the McRib.
Well, then maybe they need to resurrect that.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
Well, so again,
that's gonna be
be like learning your ice cream was not made of ice.
Sure.
How shocking would that be?
Right. Or you just live in the world that it's tasty and I don't care and I'm going to eat it anyway.
You can do that, too. If you can manage to make it through the day without selling the McRib, without it containing any rib, then you're done. Okay. That's your setting the bar story.